So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the machlekes regarding the case of shilya bebayis, if a woman had a miscarriage and expelled an afterbirth sac in a house. The Tana Kama, who is identified as Remeir, holds a bayis tummy. The house and its contents become tummy because ain't shilya b'lev lot. The shilya certainly contained a fetus, which causes tumas mess and is metama boil. Or if Shimon holds a bayis tar, the house remains tar because nima kavlad at shilayatza. We assume that the fetus disintegrated before it was expelled into the house. The Bryce explains, however, that Remeir agrees, it might see uhu b'safa l'beis achitz in tar. If the bowl containing the shilya was carried out of this house into another house, the other house is tar, because ena daima nimik pamachas le nimik beis pam. The uber does not disintegrate the first time when it was expelled, but the uber does disintegrate the second time when it was carried around in the bowl. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in Reb Shimon's reasoning for shilya bebayis tar, because nimik havlad at shilya yatsa. After all, even though the uber disintegrated, it's still existent and it should be metama to mesmes. The Gemara first assumes that the reasoning of Reb Shimon is because kol tumish nisarba b'min achar batla. Any tummy item that was mixed with another item becomes nullified. As Reb Shimon says in the following brisa, moli tarvid rekiv shenafla techa offer kol shu tummy, Reb Shimon metar. A ladle's worth of dust from a mess is metame. And if this rekiv was mixed with a small amount of earth, there is a machlekes. The Chum hold the rekiv is tummy, and Reb Shimon holds the rekiv is tar. And the Gemara assumes his reasoning is because e'ef shishle yibush, they prayed this offer, al pray the achashal rekiv b'chasrali. A minority of the rekiv certainly became mixed into a rav, a majority of offer, and there no longer is a shear of moli tarvid rekiv. However, the Gemara concludes that this is not so, and these two halachas are unrelated and are tar, according to Reb Shimon, for different reasons. In the case of rekiv, moli tarvid rekiv shenafal teicha offer kol shu Reb Shimon mitar, because soife kitchilasei. Just like rekiv has a unique halacha that a mess that was initially buried with a substance that disintegrates, like a wooden aron and tachrichim, and therefore the rekiv, the dust of the mess, is mixed with another substance, the rekiv is not metame, so too if the rekiv is later mixed with another substance, it's not metame. However, this concept applies only to rekiv, but not to a shilya. Therefore, Bichon explains that there is a different reason in the case of shilya. Shilya bebayi is Reb Shimon metar because mishum bitl b'roiv naguba. The uber disintegrated and became nullified in the greater amount of fluids before it was expelled into the house. Therefore, it's not metame tumas meis. But even so, Reb Shimon agrees that the mother who expels a shilya is metame tumas leida, because the pasuk states isha ki sazria v'yolda zachar afil layolda elikain shazria tamei leida. Even if she gave birth to a vlad that was liquefied, she becomes tame tumas leida. And the Gemara proceeds that this statement of Reb Yechonon concurs with his other statement that both Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov hold that the concept of bittul b'roiv applies to tumah. As Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says, "Behema gasa sheshafa chareres dam harisu to cover upatur min abachera." The large animal that never gave birth miscarried and expelled a cake of blood, the chareres dam must be buried because since this is possibly the fetus of a male bachir, we must publicize it so that all know that the next offspring of this animal is exempt from bachir. The Braisa of Tun Reb Chiya adds, "Ein mitamo loy b'maga b'loy b'masa." The chararos dam does not transmit tumas nevela, not through contact and not through carrying. And the Gemara asks, "Alma vlad ma'al yehu? Amai ein mitamo loy b'maga b'loy b'masa?" If we assume that the chararos dam was a fetus, why does it not cause tumas nevela? And Birchin explains, "Mishum bittul b'roiv nagubo," because the meat of the fetus, which is nevela, is nullified in the greater amount of blood and fluids that are not nevela. The Gemara elaborates with the Braisa that the Machlekes Reb Shimon Chacham regarding Rekiv applies to the following two cases. Mole tarvid rekiv shenafal teicha offer kolshu, if the rekiv was mixed with earth, and mole tarvid rekiv shenispas b'bayis, if the rekiv was scattered in the house. In both cases, the Chacham hold tamei, while Reb Shimon holds tar. And the Gemara explains that the Braisa needed to teach the Machlekes in both cases, because otherwise we might have thought that the Chacham hold that only in the case of mole tarvid rekiv shenafal teicha offer kolshu tamei, because mishum demachnev, the rekiv is kept together. But the Chum do agree in the case of Moli Tavid Rekiv Shnispazer Bebayis Tar, because Nispazer Eimal V'Chezer Mal. Since the Rekiv is spread around in two areas, we cannot combine the two Aholim above these areas to form a Shir Rekiv. Similarly, we might have thought that Reb Shimon holds that only in the case of Moli Tavid Rekiv Shnispazer Bebayis Tar, because Nispazer Eimal V'Chezer Mal. But Reb Shimon does agree in the case of Moli Tavid Rekiv Shnavel Techa Avar Kol Shru Tami, because Mishum Demichnef Tricha. The Gemara proceeds with a statement of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish Amr, Shfir Shetrafu B'meimov, Nasi Kemesh Shenes Babalu Tzurasei. An embryo that was mixed up with its fluids is tar, because the uber is considered like a mess whose form was destroyed, which is tar. And the Gemara cites the source for Mesh Shenes Babalu Tzurasei Tar from the following halacha. Amr B'Shabsai Amr B'Yitzchok Migdila, Mesh Shenisraf V'Shildu Kayemes, Tamei. A mesh that was burned, but the ashes were not scattered, and his form is still existent, is Tamei. This implies, however, time with the shilda kayemis, halavachi tar. If his form is no longer existent, the mace is tar. The Gemara concludes with three cases in the possibility of mace nisa b'shilda kayemis, that the form remains. Abaya says, kagin shesarf al gabi katavla. The mace was burned in a mold made of hardened animal hide that does not burn, and the ashes remain inside the mold. Rava says, kagin shesarf al gabi apaydar. The mace was burnt in a mold made of marble or stone that does not burn, and the ashes remain inside the mold. Ravina says, kagin de charche echruchi. The mace was partially burnt, but was not transformed into ashes.